Good afternoon, Professor. Good afternoon, Body of Christ. I want to use this opportunity to say a big thank you to Professor Vicky and her husband, Professor Steve, of the Fully Equipped Bible Institute. I want to thank you for your prayers and the Body of Christ who have been praying for my country, Nigeria, where we have issues of genocide, where Christians are being massacred every day in their hundreds. We find it difficult to sleep at night because we don't know where these people are coming from. Thank you for your prayers that has been always keeping us. It has not been an easy road for us as Christians here in Nigeria. We have been praying and trusting God that God should show up for us. I want to thank the Body of Christ who have joined this prayer chain to keep praying for our nation, Nigeria. Thus far, God has been answering your prayers. We are happy that we have people partnering with us in prayer to save Christians and our nation, Nigeria. I also want to use this opportunity to thank Professor Vicky and Professor Steve for their encouragement and also giving me the opportunity to study the undiluted Word of God. I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to study in the Fully Equipped Bible Institute. It has helped me greatly to navigate these perilous times we are facing in our nation, Nigeria. And one of the things I've learned so far in my journey in the Fully Equipped Institute is the issue of leadership and forgiveness. You know, I want to say a big thank you to Dr. Vicky for one of the books she wrote and I love so much. It's titled Love Made Possible. I will urge each and every one of us, as you are listening to this voice note, to try and get the book to read. It will help you to deal with your enemies. I know it's not easy for us to forgive those who kill Christians, kill us in our thousands, but rather the Bible urges us to forgive and also feed them. Most of the time we go out for evangelism, most of our targets are the people who kills us. They are the one we go out for. They are the one we administer drugs to. They are the one we feed, but yet they come back to kill us. I will see the corpse of my dead brothers, sisters in Christ, and I'll be pained. I want to say some ill things because of the pain I feel. But when I ponder on the book I have read so far from the Fully Equipped Bible Institute and the teaching, the sound teaching I have gotten, I let go and I pray that God turn the heart of these men who are out to kill the Christians to him. So far, so good. God has been helping us to win that war. We have been able to convert a few, and also using them as tools for evangelism. I want to thank you all for your prayers. Sincerely, from the depth of my heart and from my own Christian brothers who are here in Nigeria, we really, really appreciate your prayers. We know that you are praying for us. Please don't stop praying for us. We need your prayers. And as you pray for us, we pray that you don't experience this evil in your land. And may the Lord continue to protect, direct, and give you vision to lead your people right. Once again, I want to thank the professor and his her husband for the opportunity given to me to study at the Fully Equipped Bible Institute. I am so grateful. I will never take this kindness for granted. I will do my best to be an ambassador of the school representing God here in Nigeria. And at the end of the day, when God comes to call us home, we'll be proud that we did our best and we'll be rewarded for what we have done. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.